Narrated Abu Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him. Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, sent a piece of gold to the Prophet, peace be upon him, who distributed it among four persons. Al-Aqra bin Habis al-Hanzali from the tribe of Mujashai, Uyayna bin Badr al-Fazari, Zaid al-Ta'i, who belonged to the tribe of Bani Nabhan, and Al-Qama bin Ulatha al-Amiri, who belonged to the tribe of Bani Kilab. So the Quraysh and the Ansar became angry and said, "He, that is, the Prophet, peace be upon him, gives to the chiefs of Najd and does not give us." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I give them so as to attract their hearts to Islam." Then a man with sunken eyes, prominent cheeks, a raised forehead, a thick beard, and a shaven head came in front of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, "Be afraid of Allah, O Muhammad, peace be upon him." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Who would obey Allah if I disobeyed him? Is it fair that Allah has trusted all the people of the earth to me while you do not trust me?" Somebody, who I think was Khalid bin al-Walid, requested the Prophet, peace be upon him, to let him chop that man's head off, but he prevented him. When the man left, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Among the offspring of this man will be some who will recite the Quran, but the Quran will not reach beyond their throats. That is, they will recite like parrots and will not understand it nor act on it. And they will renegade from the religion. That is, discard Islam, as an arrow goes out through the game's body. They will kill the Muslims, but will leave the idolaters. If I should live up to their time, I will kill them as the people of Ad were killed. That is, I will kill all of them."